Well, you being in the history business, you might have actually heard that theory. That he's, you can go back to, you can go to Cerf and Khan, or you can go back to Roberts, you can go back to Baron, or you can go back all the way to, if you want, Licklider. And Licklider, I went to Licklider's group at MIT, met with a man named Al Beza, who was Lick's right-hand man, and I said, I want to build a PGP-10 interface to the ARPANET. And they said, well, we need one of those. And clearly you know how to do it, because you took 600, 602, 6711, 6721, you're all ready, you know how to build stuff. So they gave me a job to build it. I became a member of the research staff at Project Mac at MIT. The job, I learned later, paid me, since I wasn't a grad student at MIT, I was paid more than my professor at Harvard. had I done this at Harvard, I would have done it for 3 cents a year, whatever they were paying grad students. But I had stumbled shrewdly into this arrangement where I was a grad student at Harvard and getting a member of the research staff at MIT. Mm. Perfect arrangement. Well, it was perfect. Well, anyway, so I built my interface, which I still have at my home. Oh, and a picture of that interface appeared in the IEEE Spectrum article, in which I'm on the cover getting the IEEE medal, which is on my wall at home, prominently displayed. And I built that, which was my first high-speed network interface. High-speed, 300 kilobits per second, really rip-snorting. And then I began writing up my dissertation, which was about the construction of the ARPANET. And I submitted it to Harvard, anticipating I would receive my PhD in June of 1972. And I went out job hunting, and I got 9 job offers. I didn't get the one I wanted. I wanted to be an assistant professor at MIT. And I would have taken that in a heartbeat. I was offered other jobs at MIT, but not that one. So sadly, I had to accept a job as a member of the research staff at the Computer Science Laboratory at the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. Duh. Paid substantially more, with no teaching responsibilities, flying first class, surrounded by geniuses, all the money I needed for equipment. I don't know how dumb I was to accept that job. And then I showed up in May of 72 to receive my thesis, to undertake my thesis defense with my committee. Mm-hmm. And I went in and I described it and I failed my thesis defense. Have you ever heard of such a thing? It's very rare. In fact, it's the university's fault when that happens. That is, I've been told repeatedly. My committee should have told me that I was not ready prior to my defense. But you see, I was working down at MIT, and the people on my committee were all Harvard people. I had very little contact with them. So I should have noticed that I'd been more sophisticated in social processes and so on, that I had a problem in that I had not carried water for any of those professors.